With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The city of Whitefish has canceled its 4th of July public fireworks display, citing a fire weather watch for Saturday issued by the National Weather Service. The Weather Service says to expect high temperatures, low humidities, and gusty winds from the Flathead Valley through Missoula south to Dillon. Communities included in the fire weather watch include Eureka, Libby, Polson, Seeley Lake, Hamilton, and Butte. The city of Whitefish also yesterday banned private use of fireworks, as did Flathead County. There are numerous fireworks bans in effect across western Montana, including Missoula, Ravalli, Lake, and Lincoln counties. At this time, the federal government is only tracking one major wildfire in Montana, the Glacier Rim Fire just south of Glacier National Park. Authorities now say that fire is 45% contained and have reduced the number of people working on it from 120 to 85. Helicopters are continuing to work on the fire. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke met with crews fighting that fire yesterday. He says the fact that it's burning in an area that caught fire in 2003 is evidence that comprehensive fire management reform is needed.
The Forest Service, through threats of lawsuits, wasn't able to salvage the timber. And so there's timber standing now that's on fire again. And it's difficult to put a crew in because the timber standing is danger. We should make sure that we reduce the fuel load of our forest down, and this is a return to healthy forests.
Critics say Zinke's Resilient Federal Forests Act undermines environmental laws and blocks the public right to challenge bad products. The Flathead County Commissioners unanimously voted to ban the use of fireworks throughout the county on both public and private lands due to a weekend forecast that calls for warm temperatures and sustained winds. This morning's decision cancels fireworks displays on Flathead Lake and a popular private show put on by former San Francisco 49ers owner Eddie DiBartolo Jr. at his candy bar ranch near Whitefish. Whitefish Fire Chief Joe Page canceled that city's fireworks display too. It's been set off from a barge in Whitefish Lake. In both 2013 and 2014, a fire started on the barge. The city planned to use fireproof decking this year to avoid a repeat fire. Numerous other counties in western Montana have also banned fireworks, as has Butte Silver Bow County and the town of Deer Lodge. A public show in Butte will go on as scheduled. Low water levels have state wildlife officials reducing fishing hours in certain western and southwestern Montana waterways heading into the Independence Day weekend. Beginning Friday, fishing won't be allowed from 2 p.m. to midnight on the Bitterroot and Blackfoot Rivers, as well as certain parts of Silver Bow and Flint Creeks and the Clark Fork River. The restrictions also apply to the entire length of the Jefferson River and the entire length of the Big Hole River, except for the stretch from Dickey Bridge to the Maiden Rock Fishing Access Site. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks fisheries managers say afternoon heat combined with low water flows stress the fish. Fisheries manager Pat Saffel says the restrictions are being put into place earlier in the year than usual. The reduced fishing hours will be in place until further notice. The Montana Supreme Court has overturned a $52 million jury verdict in a breach of contract case, but justices did not rule on the constitutionality of the state's $10 million cap on punitive damages. The court sent the case back to district court in Butte for a new trial, saying Masters Group International's lawsuit against Comerica Bank should have been tried under Michigan law, where Comerica was previously headquartered. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has rejected a proposal to list the North American wild horse as a threatened or endangered species. Friends of Animals and the Cloud Foundation filed a petition last year seeking Endangered Species Act protection for tens of thousands of Mustangs they say are threatened with extinction on federal lands across 10 western states. The conservationists argue the horses constitute a distinct population segment that's evolved as a native species over thousands of years, separate from domesticated horses. But the Fish and Wildlife Service said the petitioners failed to prove that the behavior of the wild Mustang herds is significantly different from that of domestic horses. Two more tourists have been injured by bison at Yellowstone National Park. The Park Service says a 68-year-old woman was gored Wednesday on a trail near Yellowstone Lake. She was taken to a hospital, but her condition wasn't immediately known. On June 23rd, a bison tossed a 19-year-old off-duty park concession employee who was off-trail. She was treated and released from a hospital for minor injuries. In other encounters this year, the animals have gored a 16-year-old girl and tossed an Australian tourist in the air. Highway funding will likely be near the top of the congressional agenda when business resumes after the holiday break. That's because the Highway Trust Fund will run out of money late this month or early next. It receives money from federal fuel taxes and funds several accounts, including the one that pays for road construction. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke says he hopes a long-term solution can be hammered out.
A lot of these projects have been delayed. Uncertainty causes greater cost. And so, I'm looking for some solutions to have a long-term highway bill, and I'm working with all parties to come up with some ideas. I don't sit on that committee, but certainly have an influence because Montana, we have a lot of infrastructure, a lot of roads, and roads are important to Montana.
Long-term funding for the trust has proven elusive. Politicians don't want to anger constituents by hiking gas taxes or enacting billions of dollars in spending cuts. So instead, they've opted for a series of short-term funding extensions. If Congress can't reach an agreement this summer, that raises the possibility of a transportation construction shutdown at the height of construction season. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.